suspect, Joe, was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact
I suspected
that
we...
I suspected the postman after he...
I suspected!
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in the story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, Kidnappers. Do you remember this scene? Henry Montrose, suspected of kidnapping Homer Welch, has been identified by Mrs. Martha Jones, who saw him, so she said, plain as day. There was a full moon on the night she saw him crossing a field near the kidnapper's hideout. And when Detective Westley went to bring her to Montrose's trial...
Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones! It's me, Mr. Westley.
Oh, I didn't see you good at first. I thought maybe the other kidnappers was coming after me. Whenever someone knocks on the door, I stand by the wall here and study them for a minute.
The hidden clue, ladies and gentlemen, was that Martha Jones had poor eyesight. She claimed to have seen Henry Montrose by moonlight when he was 200 feet away. Yet, she had to carefully study Detective Westley standing only a few feet away before she recognized him. Now we present The Spider. London, England, at 9 o'clock one Saturday night in August. In the basement of the recently built Lambeth branch of the Colony Bank, a faint line, then a crack appears in the concrete floor and swiftly widens until...
Stand back, Grace. As soon as I'm out, step on the block of cement and I'll give you a hand up.
Right, Mr. Spider.
All right, give me a hand. Quick. Easy there, does it? There.
Oh, it was hot in the tunnel.
Quiet. Pass up the tool, Dirt. Be careful with the oxygen tank. You better see...
Someone's coming.
Hide behind a packing box.
All right.
I'll get him. Up with your hands.
Oh, I guess it's me imagination. Still, perhaps I'd better look around a bit. Yes, it's just me. Blimey. Where'd that hole in the floor...
Well, he saved us the bother of looking for him.
Yeah.
Now, Grace, see that his signals are turned in regularly. Here's where each alarm box is located. And here's a key.
All right.
Hurry with the tools, Dirk. We've got to finish and get out of here before dawn.
Well, Inspector Davis, the watchman is a total loss as far as information goes. When he came to, his eyes and mouth were covered with adhesive tape and...
But didn't he hear anything, McGraw?
He claims to have heard a woman address somebody as Spider.
Mm. Someone's trying to be sensational.
But he's still so nervous and rattled that he doesn't know what he's saying.
I see.
Are there any clues here in the cellar?
If you mean fingerprints, no. Apparently they wore gloves. However, the job itself is a clue.
Huh?
How long is it since this building was finished, McGraw?
5 weeks. But I say, I think I see your point. They broke through the thinnest part of the floor because they knew the plans of the building.
Right. And if you care to mess around in the tunnel, you'll see that they knew the exact depth of the foundations. Either they'd watched the building operations very closely or they had the plans. Now, here's how we'll work. You question the people around here, McGraw, and see if they remember persons taking undue interest in the building or the bank. I'll check with the contractors to find out if any plans were taken. We'll start at once.
Good morning, Inspector, and what can I do for you?
I understand you were one of the contractors of the Lambeth branch of the Colony Bank.
That's right. I installed the plumbing.
Are any of your plans missing?
Well, the bank officials could tell you that, Inspector. They have all my plans and specifications. And I doubt if they were copied. You see, on work of that nature, I personally supervise my men. I never allow the plans out of my sight.
Would you like me to go with you this morning, McGraw? I've reached a dead end on my line of investigation.
I'm afraid I have too, Davis. I've questioned everybody in that end of Lambeth. You've questioned the architects, contractors, and bankers, but no one remembers any person taking unusual interest in the building of the bank. Either they don't or won't remember.
No, they'd speak up if they knew anything. Don't forget the reward offered.
Then I'm afraid we'll have to try a new line of inquiry.
Davis speaking. What's that? Put him on the wire. Hello, Mr. Dawson. This is Chief Inspector Davis. I understand you know something about this bank robber, the Spider. Your place, eh? I see. Yes? Yes, I'll be over there in about 15 minutes. Right. I've been a fool, McGraw. That was Gregory Dawson, the architect. He designed the bank. His office was entered and ransacked last night. You get the watchman and bring him to me as soon as I get in touch with him. Mr. Dawson?
Yes. Oh, hello, Inspector. Come in. Perhaps I'm entirely mistaken, but I'd like you to hear what Milton Andrews has to say. Andrews is one of my clerks.
I see. Well, Andrews?
Well, it's this way, Inspector. I was working late last night, and it must have been 10 o'clock, I guess, when I heard, or thought I heard, somebody at the outer door. And thinking it might be Mr. Dawson or Jerry Grenshaw, I opened the door. No one was there. I stepped into the hall, then turned around, and that's the last thing I remember.
I came down early this morning, Inspector, and found Andrews jammed into the closet over there. What with the bump on his head and being shut in the closet for 12 hours, he was barely conscious.
Mm-hmm. And who is this Jerry Grenshaw?
He's my other clerk. He's been here about 3 months. He had references, of course.
Do you know just what was stolen, Mr. Dawson?
Yes. That's why I wanted to speak to you, Inspector. I've been working on some plans for a bank in Mayfair. The rough drafts are missing.
And when does Grenshaw usually report for work?
I expect him any minute. He's half an hour late as it is.
Would you mind phoning and...
Certainly. I'll be back in a moment.
Now, Andrews, did you hear any voices while you were locked in the closet?
No, sir. That is, I heard just a mumble. I think one voice was a woman's, but I'm not positive. And they left a minute or so after I regained consciousness.
I see. But did the voice sound in any way familiar?
No.
What sort of a man is Grenshaw?
Well, if you think he did it, sir, you're quite mistaken. Grenshaw is not a criminal type.
There's no such thing as a criminal type, Andrews. Some of the men I've sent to prison look just as respectable as you and Mr. Dawson. Is Grenshaw tall or...
He isn't there, Inspector.
Grenshaw?
Yes. The landlady said he came in shortly after 10 o'clock last night. Packed a suitcase and...
Come on. And on the way over to his place, I want you two to tell me everything you know about him. Everything. Even what kind of food he likes.
This is the place, Inspector. He had the corner room on the third floor.
Well, I'll do all the talking, if you don't mind. Good morning.
Good morning.
What time did Mr. Grenshaw leave last night? I'm from Scotland Yard.
Oh, so he's wanted by the police, is he? Well, last night, a few minutes after 10, he come here, packed his suitcase, and went right out. I seen him get into a yellow touring car. There was a woman driving it.
Did he say where he was going?
No, he just came in and left, sir. But I found this in his room this morning, I did.
Let's see. Golden Swan Inn, Teffingham.
I know the place, Inspector. It's a rather cheap hotel near Hastings and South Downs. I made the plans for a bank in Hastings not more than 8 months ago. Good Lord, do you think that he's...
If he's not the Spider, he'll lead us to him. Come on, I'll need you two as well.
There's the Golden Swan, Inspector.
Right. Before making a formal arrest, I have to check with the local constable. Also, if Grenshaw should see you two, he might try to get away.
There he is, Inspector, in the garden, by the end of the hedge.
Yes, sir, that's Grenshaw, all right. And there's the woman who entered the office with him.
Good. We'll sneak up along the other side of the hedge and listen to him. Come on.
Didn't you hear an automobile just drive up, Miss Tolliver?
Yes, but it's too early for him. He won't be here until much later in the day.
Well, then I could have given him the papers in town.
I really know nothing about it, Mr. Grimshaw.
Well, haven't you any idea why Mr. Dawson wanted me to bring the plans here?
When you've known him as long as I have, Mr. Grimshaw...
Just the same, I don't like it. He doesn't usually do things this way.
No, I'm afraid he doesn't, Grimshaw.
And who are you?
Chief Inspector Davis of Scotland Yard. You're both under arrest, and anything you say may be used against you.
Say, what's the big idea?
You're under arrest for burglary with assault. Milton Andrews just identified both of you as the people who entered Mr. Dawson's office last night.
That's a lie. I wasn't near the office last night.
No?
And neither was Miss Tolliver.
And where did you get that envelope in your pocket, Grimshaw? It's marked Private Inspector and was in my desk when I closed the office last night. He left before I did.
Miss Tolliver gave it to me.
Huh?
And she got it from Mr. Dawson. He's her uncle.
I'm her what? Well, I never saw the woman before in my life, Inspector. Good Lord, if you're trying to rope me into this pack of lies, I'll...
Now, take it easy, Dawson.
I'll identify that envelope as being stolen from my office, Inspector.
Very well, then I'll arrest you.
All of you.
So you remembered the mistake you made, eh, Andrews? Well, Miss Tolliver, what's your story?
Oh, I'll give evidence for the Crown, Inspector. Me and Andrews, only we called him the Spider, robbed the Colony Bank Saturday.
Well, what about last night?
Oh, I went to Mr. Dawson's office. Andrews gave me the plans of a bank in Hastings and one in Mayfair. And I hit him over the head and shoved him in the closet.
I see. And how did Grimshaw figure in your plans?
Grimshaw? He was just a poor sap who fell for a pretty face and believed everything I told him.
While driving back to London,
I guess I was pretty much of a poor sap, Inspector.
Don't forget it, Grimshaw. When she told you she was Mr. Dawson's niece and that he wanted you for some confidential work, well, the average man would probably have done just as you did. Evidently, Andrews, or the Spider, thought he'd be clever by faking the robbery. But he was too clever for his own good. But frankly, I didn't suspect him until...
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that caused Chief Inspector Davis of Scotland Yard to suspect Milton Andrews? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to test your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present... Suspicion!